The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yechiel Bieberfeld, Reish Kollel in the Philadelphia Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
We begin Be'ezer Hashem, Shabbos, Kuf Mem Beis, Amud Aleph. One Shabbos, a person approached Hagon Rabbi Akiva Eiger with the following shaila. Before Shabbos, he came to town and checked into a hotel owned by a non-Jewish person. In the middle of Shabbos, one of the local Jewish residents invited this person to stay with him for the remainder of Shabbos. This guest had with him a briefcase that had in it a lot of money, many precious stones, and it also had tabois, it had rings. And his question was that since he didn't want to leave the briefcase in the non-Jewish hotel, is he permitted to take the briefcase with him when he goes to this Jewish man's home? That was the shaila that he posed to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger responded by saying, it seems to be a case talked about in the Gemara on Shabbos Kuf Mabez Ayman Aleph. The Mishnah said a halacha that a person can be noitel a kelkala v'oven b'seicha. A person can pick up a basket on Shabbos even though there is a stone inside of it. U'matatlan truma tamei imatayra. And a person could also take a basket filled with truma tamei, which is mukhtza, together with truma tahira, which is non-mukhtza. And the Gemara had a question like this. The Gemara Kuf Membeis asks, why is he allowed to move the basket with the stone inside of it? The basket should be a basis l'davar ha'asur. The Gemara answers, Amar Rabba Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, we're talking about a basket that's malaya peyre saskinan. It's talking about there are peyres, there are fruits inside. And therefore it becomes a basis l'isru l'heter. As Rashi points out, the ikr is for the peyres, it's more chashuv than the stone. And a basis that's l'isru l'heter is mutter to move on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, why don't you have to pour out all of the contents of the basket, the peyri and the evan, and then v'niktaninu biyodayim, and then pick up the peyris, and you only then be metaltel, you only then be moving the peyris, the fruits? The Gemara answers, could Rabbi Loi amar Rav, like Rav answered elsewhere, by the case of Truma, Temeya, and Tahira, the peyris amatinfin, we're talking about fruits that will get ruined. They're soft fruits, they're berries or grapes, which are cooked, Rashi says, and if you throw them onto the floor, they will get ruined. So, we're talking about fruits that will get ruined. Rabbi Akiva Eiger was mistopic. He had a question. Is this only with the fruits of the davar heter, the non-mukhtza item, that will get ruined, and therefore you're not obligated to empty out all the contents of this buses, the basket that's holding both mutter and heter and iser? Or would it be, even if the davar ha'aser would get ruined, that too would be a heter that you would not have to be menar, you would not have to shake out the contents of the basket, and it would be permissible to move the basket together with the iser and the heter, because it's a basis l'iser or l'heter, in an instance where it's e'efsher l'nar. That was his suffix. Even though he says the Mishnah Kuf Membeis and Membeis, which talks about a case of a stone on top of a chavis, umoy shal gabi akar, if you have money on top of the pillow and you need the pillow, the Mishnah says, Menaras akar ve'noiflis, if you need to use the pillow, if you need to use the barrel for its wine, then you're allowed to shake off the mice, you're allowed to pick up the barrel or the pillow if need be, if you can't shake off the money in its place, and move it somewhere else and shake it off. Yet the Magen Avraham says clearly in Simen Shin Yud Sivkon Hey that if your whole purpose over there was in order to save the money, was in order to put the money in safekeeping somewhere else, there will be no heter to move away the mice even through the pillow or the barrel. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that's different than our case, because in that case your whole intent is to move it just for the purpose of the mukhtza, the money in that case. However, in our case, really he also wants to take the davar heter. In the case of the guest in the hotel, He wanted to take the briefcase because he also had rings that he wanted to be metaltel. He wanted to move those rings, and with it he also wanted to move the money and the diamonds that he had in there. And therefore, would that be permissible to move because by pouring out all of the contents and only taking the items which are not muksa and leaving on the floor the item which were muksa, obviously that will be a hefsid, leaving it in the charge of the non-Jew, and therefore would it be permissible to carry the entire briefcase that be based on the assumption that it's a basis le'isr ulehet? Before we get to what Rabbi Kiveyer's final conclusion was in this shaila, we see how the Chazanish paskin. The Chazanish in Erechaim Simim Memzayin Sukon Chobeis says clearly that the whole rationale, the lumdus for why it's permissible to carry an item which is a basis both le'isr le'heter, to muktza and non-muktza items, in a case where is e'ef shalanar, where you can't shake it out, the reason is as follows: because when a person is metaltel, when he moves the basis, when he moves the basket, the movement is misyaches ala peres amutarim. We view it as if he is being metaltel the fruits and not the muktza, not the evan. Similarly, by peres which are tmeya, which are muktza, and peres which are tahirim, which are not muktza, when you move it, we consider it as if you're moving the peres atahirim. But that's only when you can't shake it out. Well, when you can really empty out the contents of the basket and then take the non-muktza, then we'll view it as if your movement is also for the muktza item. However, that's only when it's possible to shake it out. It's efshir benir. When it's not efshir benir because something will get ruined over here, the peiros will get ruined, then it's nikar she'ena tiltul mishum tzerech ha-muktza bitiltulam. If it's clear that the reason why you can't empty out the basket is because the fruits will get ruined, then we'll view this whole maisa of being metaltel and moving the basket with the muktza and non-muktza as if the person is moving the non-muktza item and the person is moving the peiros and not the evan, the truma tahira and not the tameya. It's clear from the Chazanish, he explains that if your movement is for the purpose of the muktza, and especially here, if the only reason you're not emptying it out is because you don't want the muktza to get ruined, that would not be mutter. So according to the Chazanish, in this case, indeed would be usher, because it's only to save the non-muktza items. The Magen Avraham in Simen Shintes, Sifkon Vav, is mavur that even by the case of peiros, which are tamei, truma tamei and truma tohera, even if the hefsid would only be for the truma tameya, the muktza item, it still will be mutter to be metaltel. The Mishnah Brura quotes this Magen Avraham in Simen Shin Yud, Sivkon Lamed Vav, Yinara Efer, V'yika hefsid benir ein sarach lenarach, Meshikosav b'sivn shim tes siv gimel. And in Simen Shintes Siv Gimel, by this case in the Shulchan Aruch, Kalkala Malaya Peres, Vevin Besecha, a basket with fruits, and there's a stone inside. With the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, we learned in the Gemara in Peres Rutuvim, if they are moist fruits, they're berries or grapes, Yita Loisa Kameshahi, you can take the whole basket as this. Shim Yinara Peres Mitecha, because if you have to shake out the fruits, Yifsudu, the Peres will be ruined. If these are peiros which will not get ruined, then you're obligated to pour all the contents out and then pick up the fruits. Says the Mishnah Brura in Sivkon Yudalid, the Magen Avraham we quoted before, if you're only worried about the pseida of the muktza, it should not be stolen, then afilu near usher, it will be usher to pour it out. But that's only talking about where you're doing it only for the purpose of the muktza. However, in the Sharatzi in Sivkon Yud Zayin, he quotes based on this Magen Avraham that if the purpose is to save the non muktza items, but the tiltal, the movement of the basket, would be both for the intent of moving the heter and the iser, then indeed it would be mutter to move. And it seems clearly that will be the psak of the Mishnah Brura, that indeed since your intent is, and the tzerich here is to move both the muktza and the non-muktza items, it indeed would be mutter to move it even though the only reason you cannot shake out the muktzah items is so that the muktzah items should not be ruined. So we would see we have a machlokes here between the Chazoi Nish, who would say it's aser, and the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, who would permit such a case. Rabbi Akiva Eiger sent this tshuva to his good friend, the Beis Meir, with many rayas to why this case would not be mutter, and the Beis Meir responded and rejected his rayas. One of Rabbi Akiva Eiger's rayas, a why be aser, is from a Gemara in earlier in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, Omer Aleph. When a fire breaks out in a place where there are svarim, so the Gemara says it's mutl l'talkul tik ha-sefer im ha-sefer, and v'aval b'sheish b'sechem bois, it's mutl to save the sefer, that's mutl mikshum d'leika, it's mutl also to save the tik, the container that the sefer is in, and even though there is money, which are muktza, inside this bag, inside the container with the sefer, it's still mutter. And you're not obligated to shake out the money. But the reason why you're not obligated to shake out the money is only because we're afraid by the time it takes him, he's able to get around to shaking out the money, maybe the fire already will hit the sefer, and that would be a bezayin for the sefer. Because of that, you're allowed to save it even with the money. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, mashma without that, without the reason of concern for the sefer, just because you would lose the money, that would be no heter to take out the sefer, with the intent to take the sefer, together with the mice. So you see, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that if the only reason you cannot shake out all the contents of the basket, or in this case the container, because with the sefer and the money, is only to save the muktzah item, the money, then it would not be mutter. Again, the Beis Meir rejected this raya, and other rayas that Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings, but the conclusion of Rabbi Akiva Eiger from this maisa was, based on Agoa Sashri, that it would not be mutter. In the case of the person who wanted to take the briefcase that had muktzah and non-muktzah items, Rabbi Akiva Eiger would say you would have to empty out all of the contents of the briefcase, then retrieve all of the non-muktzah items and put them back, and then be metaltal that. It would not be mutter to be metaltal both the muktzah and the non-muktzah. The Chazon Ish, again, held this position also, but based on his reasoning of how we view this tiltal. And we mentioned from the Mishnah Berurah, based on the Magen Avraham, who quotes a Bach, that even if the hefsid would be to the the muktzah items, it would still be mutter to be metaltal both of them.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.